Countless hours of whittling, sanding, carving, and painting done, tensions mounted as the competition neared. Bets were placed, taunts were made. Nerves were raw and brows furrowed as the annual Pinewood Derby got underway and the cars hurtled out of the blocks down the 30-foot-long racetrack. Cub Scouts and Weeblos cheered and cursed unrepeatable words under their breath. The mothers were much more profane and insufferable. Fathers wiped sweat from their foreheads. The whole affair was more technologically advanced than what I remember as a young scout. At the end of the track, marking the finish line, was a sensor that accurately recorded times to within 1/100th of a second and displayed who finished first, second, third, and fourth. That data was fed into a computer that averaged the times of each car. Above the marquee that displayed times and placement was a camera. It recorded each race and displayed it on a large projector screen behind the top of the track in real time. At the end of the races, the computer calculated who the winner and losers were. The cars had names like Diabolical Duck, It's Over Before It Starts, The Angry Bird, Get Out of the Way, Hot Butter, and the car with the vague avant-garde name Something, my nephew's car. The smell of victory and defeat commingled. Two moms, claws out, had to be broken up. Someone's grandfather had to be woken up. Though my nephew won first in his den, he did not place overall. As with all the defeated, he seemed to take it a little personally while the winner gave a victory speech that ran on for a little too long. Those who would be back next year vowed revenge.